Blog Talk Radio. Yane yanga ne jone ko uwo hail ka iye ne jone ko uwo hail ka iye ne jone ko hail ka iye ne yo hotes yel has ago hail ka iye hoti yel has ago hail ka iye Nezone ko uwo hail ka iye Nezone ko uwo hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neyo Na hasta be kaje hail ka iye Yode askas ebel hail ka iye Nezone ko uwo hail ka iye Nezone ko uwo hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neyo Da zikre go hail ka iye Zistaninil go hail ka iye Nezone ko uwo hail ka iye Nezone ko uwo hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neyo Sote sendo sembel hail ka iye Ayash dok lez hat hat ko hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neyo Sitz is gar hanal ye go hail ka iye Sitz is bitz ka ho jo go hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neyo Kon sa ha kes bel hail ka iye Nahat a astopel hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neyo Nas ina yel yel bel hail ka iye Koto si hasem bel hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neyo Sahna ge holo ko hail ka iye Big e hojo holo ko hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko uho hail ka iye Nezone ko hail ka iye Neyo
I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long, till the reason for hope keep on holding on. I am a human, well I am a child like her, and if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politics.
Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. Haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope keep on holding on. I am a human.
100 years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech? I did, and what I found was one of the biggest secrets that's not really a secret at all, except to many African Americans, is they are not descended from Africans. I know, I was shocked too, so much so that I asked Africans, and they agreed African Americans weren't Africans. If you don't believe me, Google Arnoldus Montanus America and see the people he saw in 1671. Read books like The Black American Handbook for Survival Through the 21st Century by Radine Amin-Ra, What Every African American Should Know by Carrie Davis, and Africans and Native Americans by Jack Forbes. I just can't believe schools aren't teaching this stuff. What a travesty.
Not only do you not know about we are indigenous to America, but there is thousands of facts and evidence supporting the fact that we were already here, such as the Olmec heads at La Venta or Veracruz, Mexico. The Bantam Pak murals, a mass of Palenque, hundreds of thousands of artifacts all throughout the Americas, from Canada up to Alaska, all the way down to Chile and all of the islands. Evidence of us can be found here, okay? And what you have to understand is that we are already in the history books under a different name, however, under a different face, but we are still there. And we are still here in the Americas, although we may be renamed and reclassified over time. Now, I have two books with me that I'm going to read from, okay? One of them is 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro with Complete Proof by J.A. Rogers. If you haven't heard of J.A. Rogers, he is a very, very famed and very in-depth scholar. He's a heavy researcher who devoted pretty much his entire life of documenting the indigenous people of the world. Showing that not only can we be found in Africa, but we found in Europe 12,000 years ago from all the European, okay? Not only can we be found in Africa, but we are found in Australia 90,000 years ago. All right. We have a worldwide presence that has existed far beyond the time frame that Western school life began. Okay. Now I'm going to read a couple of pages out of the second book that I have. It's called Africans and Native Americans by Jack D. Forbes. So those are two books you definitely want to have. 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro by J.A. Rogers and Africans and Native Americans by Jack D. Forbes. Okay, I'm going to read straight from chapter 3, okay? And the title of chapter 3 in Africans and Native Americans is Negro, Black, and More, the Evolution of These Terms as Applied to Native Americans and Others. Now, before I begin this chapter, I just want to elaborate upon the title, okay? Negro, Black, More, these are all terms. These are all labels that have been placed upon us at any given moment. Like, we didn't come up with these terms. These terms were created that was a part of a system, a caste system, essentially. okay, where black is on the lowest end of the stick and white is at the top. All right. Now I'm going to begin by reading 3. It says, the concept of Negro needs first to be analyzed in terms of its historical development. Okay. It is apparent from the evidence that the term Negro or its equivalent was not used for a race or for a single stock of people or to point to ancestry or ethnicity. It was usually a simple description for perceived color or appearance. Now, I'm just going to pause right there and expound upon telling you. Negro is merely a description, okay? Because what is negro? Black, right? What is black? A color, right? What does a color do? It describes something, right? What is black by definition? An adjective. Therefore, it must be, can't be what it's describing. You get it? It has to be an adjective. An adjective describes the noun. Okay, this is where you go back into grammar and wording and spells, learning the language. Okay, you can't be a description or an adjective. Okay, describes something else, the proper noun, which is the human. Okay. I mean, so it's not complicated. These terms are not an identity. It is simply a description that they placed upon you. In fact, like, we didn't come up with these words for ourselves in a way that we have taken it on today. It is not an identity. Now I'm going to continue to read on in this chapter 3. Okay. He goes on further to say, we must bear in mind that Brazil was part of Las Indias or India, and that the geographic position for people native would be Indian. So what does that mean? This means that during this time period, the 1400s, 1500s, and previous, going back from that, was known as India. And believe it or not, all the way up until the 17, almost the 1800s, the east side, the east coast, all the way up from, you know, Virginia, Carolina, you know, Florida, right? All those territories were known as West India or the West Indies. And I have a photo of an ancient map. Well, it's not really ancient, but of a map that actually showing you this time frame when that entire whole east side was known as the West Indies. Okay, this is where it's going to start transforming your whole paradigm and your way of thinking. Because now you have to think in this time period where, okay, so if this was the West Indies, America is the West Indies, in India, what was India name? Well, India was actually called Hindustan or Bharat back in the 1500s, okay? Good name during the 1500s. Ethiopia, okay? Upper Ethiopia, Lower Ethiopia. And you can look at some of the maps and you can see right then that they actually reconstructed history from the past. They're constantly changing things around so they can keep you confused as to where you belong. Okay, what it boils down to you, what it boils down to, your identity, okay, your heritage, your peoples. That's what it comes down to. And we'll continue reading. He goes on further to say, when Africans are referred to in the Jesuit letters, they are always called of the land or Americans. Think about that for one moment. Africans. Now, before we can move on, some people may not know who the Jesuits are. Well, make a story short, the Jesuits are basically religious, I would call them missionaries. Yeah, they're basically religious missionaries who are sent to foreign countries so they can give God, bring God believers into the heathen. Right. So they're sent to learn about the indigenous culture and to infiltrate the indigenous people and to give them Christianity. Okay. And what's so important about these Jesuits is that these are some of the first people to live among us here in America. Okay. This means that they documented what they saw. They wrote down what they saw. Okay. So they got a description of what we look like, our physical appearance, our physiology, right? Our complexion, our hair texture, our clothing, our living areas. Okay. And they wrote all of these things down. And they wrote them down in a compilation of letters called the Jesuit letters. And these are still kept today. So it's on the record. Okay. Calling us, the indigenous people of America, blacks. Negros de terra, blacks of the land. And we're going to continue reading. It says in August 1552, Nobrega wrote from Bahai to Lipson referring to the native people as Negroes. That is, he was preaching to the Americans called Negroes. Now, this is 1552. So what Negro was he preaching to? There were no Africans in America during that time. So unless we can squash that, we can squash that whole only time Africans came over here was on a slave ship, or the indigenous people of America aren't African, or they aren't blacks or Negroes. Well, actually, contrary to your belief, that is what they referred to us as from the beginning, okay? And he goes on to say, negros y negras, he meant indios y indias. See, that was the original name. Okay, they called us indios or indias, Indians or Indians. Okay, that's where that came from. Now, it goes on further to say, these Jesuit missionaries frequently use Negro for Indio, okay? The Negro is used for Indian, not for someone from Africa. The editor suggests that a European copies might have been responsible for this usage. In any case, it is clear that many Iberians and Italians, whether in Europe or America, were comfortable in using Negro, Negro, etc., for Americans. So they're telling you right here in this book that they were using Negro negro or negri for the indigenous people of America. How about that? And this is prior to any enslaved African. So they can't throw that at you, or, you know, some of these lost Chicanos can't throw that at you either. And this is some of the facts that they won't even own up to, because they don't even know the facts. A lot of these Mexicans are ignorant, but many of them aren't. Many of them know they have, like, a so-called black grandmother in the closet. But anyway, to continue to read, he says on page 73, one can see then that with Indians and Americans both being referred to as Negroes in the 1500s and later, one cannot be at all certain of the ethnic identity of Negroes sold in Portugal or of those resold in Spain, Italy, the Netherlands, elsewhere. This is the untold story that during the time of Columbus and beyond, on his very first voyage, Columbus took about 21 indigenous Americans on his very first voyage and sent them to Spain, okay? And let me get to the record. It says, thus Columbus, according to Las Casas, was determined to consume the entire population of Haiti by filling every ship with slaves to be sold in the Canary, Azores, and Cabo Verde Islands, or wherever, and planned that these slaves would finance the conquest. Okay? Now, hold up. This is very contrary to what they teach you in school. They say the slaves or the people that were enslaved were brought to Haiti. Not that the people were enslaved from Haiti and then brought elsewhere, which is what the record is saying. So a lot of the time they teaching you the story backwards. Okay. Now that was just a few pages from chapter 3, okay, out of the book Africans and Native Americans by Jack D. Forbes. Now I'm going to read one page, just one page, and it's really half a page, from 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro by J. A. Rogers. And this is really just to get you to think more. Think more about your origin. For those who do not know their origin. Now this is fact number 17. This is page 13. Okay, J. A. Rogers, 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro. He says, the present Negro race of Africa perhaps did not originate there, but Asia and Oceania. The earliest inhabitants of Africa were not black, but brown. Today, the peoples of mixed and unmixed Negro descent live in Asia and Oceania, probably exceed in number the present Negro population of Africa. India has millions of Negroes. The purest Negroes types are found in southern Asia. Okay? So that was just a quick excerpt. And that's just going to make a lot of you think. J. A. Rogers is a very heavy, heavy scholar. So as far as doing the knowledge, and he just told you perhaps the African did not originate from Africa. Okay, first sentence was really a mind blower for some who are still on that level of Pan-Africanism. Okay, and who have yet to come to realize that you can't be Pan-African unless you're a Pan-Globalist. Okay? But anyway, I got 3 minutes left. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to another episode of Reclaiming Your Heritage with L. Ross Smith Bay. I'll be on tomorrow night at 10 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. The ancestors for allowing me to use this platform and give out the information in the way that I do. I'd like to thank all my listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you can have any updates sent right to you, just in case I may not do a show if something may arise, you know, like, but you can have an update in case I do. And let's see if anyone has any questions with the time remaining. Either or. Last 4 digits ending in 4495. You have a question or comment? Last digits ending in 4495. You have a question or comment?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just did a little bit of research, and I think someone was talking about something that we, I guess, on a radio station that some of us waited too long to when it comes to nationally recognized or nationally being recognized as original people, that there was a time deficit in trying to get it done.
Oh yeah, that's partly true, but it's never too late, you know.
But
always,
I did
loopholes.
I'm on Instagram as Diesel Rock 3, and I did a little research, my grandfather gave me a book, and I didn't think to take a look at it until I got to be a little bit older. When I looked in the book, realized, I was like, Grandpa, why didn't you just say that we were Native Americans? And he said,
right.
you never asked. And and then because a guy a long time ago, a cab driver, well, I shouldn't say a cab driver, found out he was an Indian chief. Was telling me, he said, I should go talk to my grandfather because he said he believed that I was Native American. I thought he was joking, so I never paid attention to it. And then it kept showing up so much that I couldn't deny asking about it. And then I started doing my own research. And through my family history, I found out that we were originally from America.
Yeah. Story, man, it's undeniable. Oral story will always
now,
be 80-85% of us had that story.
I found out that a lot of people were displaced to a lot of the times, like moved from original reservation land into other native or other Indian lands from different tribes. So people were purposely us were placed in other Native American tribe land to further confuse everything because they wanted them off. That when Cherokee announced that
right.
Cherokee Nation would be taking over, they had a lot of people removed from their original land into other Native American land.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I found that out on looking at the birth certificate on the reason why I was even able to have records of a lot of my ancestors was that my uncle, my great uncle, did the research and got a lot of their birth certificates. So I have their birth certificates with me. And it showed them being in like territories in North Carolina as a whole nation. And then all of a sudden, everybody was up and moved into a different location.
Right. Yeah, they had a lot of forced migrations. And yeah, displacements used by government force. And, yeah, that's definitely, you gotta have the records, the birth records. You gotta have all of those trace your heritage. That's pretty key. So it'll make it a lot easier.
So what does one do with that much information? Do they go and they do they go to courts, or do they demand certain things if they got this much record?
Yeah, it really depends on, like, what do you want to do? Like, and if you have all that, the records, because you can act, that means you have claim to your, you have claim to certain land or a certain right. Because many a time they left, like, inheritance behind. Yeah.
Because I've been trying to go through the process and trying to figure out what it is, and like some people like forward me to websites that don't even show the process anymore. It may have had it one time or another, but just off
right.
What the initial, what the thing that a person like ourselves needs to do.
Right. Hmm. You know, you could message on Instagram, and you know. I'm at the Rod Smith. You could probably. Do you follow me on Instagram?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. You message me, I could probably hook you up with some of the more skilled as far as just getting that paperwork, really just doing that. You know, I could hook you up with them. They could help you out with that.
That would work. That would work. I was also in the process of helping other people find their heritage. Like, I've been able to link people to original heritage based on lands. Like, because I'm not, I guess I shouldn't say that, because I've been researching this for the last 15 years. So I've been able to connect certain people to lands and being able to say, yeah, your people's was originally from here. This is where they,
right.
This is the land they resided on, the land. Like Michigan, a lot of people look past Michigan, but that was like Native American territory right there.
Oh yeah,
where oh, Michigan, yeah. like the Great Lakes weren't called the Great Lakes for no reason. Because of the pollution that was forced on that land, they forced everybody to remove them.
Word. Yeah, that's like a whole nother story.
Yeah. But it's like all the time, like sometimes people come in the store, and every once in a while, it's strange. Every once in a while, I get a strange character or somebody who is weird. It happens all the time. A person will come in my store, and they'll just say, it'll be a random person. They look like they're well off. They do okay in life, and they'll just randomly say, like, this is really who you are, and this is your people's heritage. And they'll go on steal everything, and they'll be like, "How much do you know?" And I was like, "Just as much as you just told me." And then I'll ask where do you come from? Like, what make you come out and just say it like that? Because it's not a black person that's doing it. It's like a white person every other time it's happening.
Oh yeah. Yeah, a lot of them, they know for sure.
But, I'll stay connected. I try to get as much information and try to link up with anybody who has good information on it. You definitely have it. So I like reading through a lot of your stuff, and, like, it definitely definitely makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So all I'm going to say is keep doing what you're doing. Stay encouraged on that one. I got invited to like a film festival, but the woman who invited me, she was really just trying to gain a lot of knowledge on the stuff. I said a lot of things that should be put on film. They don't talk about the Indian War.
Oh no,
the wars. Because I said there's a quite a bit of few wars that they don't mention. Because those were the wars they lost, like the Yamasee.
Oh, yeah.
They lost. That was a bloody war where 400 British soldiers were killed.
Right. Yama C. Wards. What's the King Phillips Ward? I believe they lost that one too. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the war was a political pull because they wanted to stop being taxed on top of the stuff that we were selling to them. So it had to do a lot with the money as well as the land.
Yeah, it's always based upon commerce.
But I don't know, like I recently did a little bit of found out that Barack Obama in his second term, in the beginning of his second term, had the name Oriental and Negro outlawed as something that can't be used for a description. Understanding why he did that, but at the same time, was it a good or a bad thing? Because Negro was one of the terminologies that was used as that in our ancestors' time period as being one and the same as a description to indigenous.
Right, yeah. I believe that was not a move to help us remember. I believe he was trying to erase some of the history because that's pretty important as far as taking that off of the records, because if you erase that, like, you can't go back further than what they erased.
Right.
Because I had a caller. Oh, no, that was my one of my brothers called in saying he had how his mom told him he had Negro on his birth certificate, and he was born in, like, the 40s, 50s. And he was saying, like, he wants to get his original birth certificate back. But I told him if he tries to apply for it and get it, it won't have Negro on it anymore.
they'll take off the Negro and they'll put Black or African American.
Right.
That's why I kept a lot of my ancestors' birth certificates, because it either has color or Negro on it.
Right.
On a lot of their birth certificates. Also, it's easy to track my ancestors because a lot of them were in the military. All the way up to the Civil War. So it was easy to kind of get a hold of the paperwork.
Right.
Yeah, and I tried to link up with this. It was an older guy that I was friends with, but I can't find him nowhere. After his wife passed on, it was harder to find him. He was giving me, like, he was really my informant on deep information on, like, starting the process for paperwork. But then all of a sudden he stopped coming around. So I assume the work happened, but haven't been able to get a hold of him.
Wow.
Because when he looked, when this guy, when he came in the store, the first thing he said is, "I want that young man right there to take care of me." And and he was like, I was like, "Why me?" He says, "Because I'm going to tell you, you are Native American." And I was like,
"What?"
So I kind of knew where he was going with the, his name was Mr. Howell. And he was like a Green Beret military type guy. Black guy, but very, very, very knowledgeable in indigenous history. Like, could point out stuff and tell you features and tell you the difference between someone who's full blood, someone who's half blood, and then someone who's just a little bit. But in a sense, he was, like, real cool, because you could, even beyond that conversation, you could have just a regular conversation and he'd talk about the old days and things he's went through and things he avoided during his time.
Yeah. Kind of, like, did you have on some kind of garb or, you know, something to... for him to just notice that you your indigenous heritage, like how did he just already knew just from your aura or just the way you carry yourself.
When he first came into school, he just pointed at me like, and I get a lot of times people who say like your aura is something weird about your aura, or like I'm not what they expect when they see me, and then when they talk to me, or like sometimes I get like people even from different countries that are deeply in spiritual beliefs will like ask me questions on what I know, because I hate to say it, I'm a big ball of knowledge for things that are either useful or non-useful. But like if someone talked to me and told me about Ifa or something of that nature, I can go deep in detail and show how that can relate to one culture to another, like the flip in that. And then going into like deep biblical history, like when people ask questions about the Old and New Testament, and I'll explain to them what the original book would be more like if you put the Apocrypha with it, and you understood that there was two different beliefs that were going on at the same time in the Old Testament.
Right.
And then over the last week, finally realized, because a guy, I forgot who it was, he was doing it on YouTube, he was doing a video, and he was saying, like, he said, you know, when you check out old National Geographic videos,
yeah,
and they go over and they talk about ancient lands, and then they'll hit over the United States, and they'll say the New World, and then as they go down to South America, they say the oldest mother cities in the world. He says, he held pause of tape. He says, did you hear that? He just came over South America and said the oldest mother city in the world.
Yeah,
he says they slip up and they slip into things not thinking that people are going to catch on. But like when they went through South America, and they keep talking about that. And I just found out history that Germans, even during World War One and Two, used to visit South America a lot.
Yeah. That used to be their whole freaking base of operation. Even
people didn't know that they were that close to the United States, that their base of operation was that close.